I'm pleased to be speaking today with Sigmund Brauer. Sigmund is the author of Broken Angel and The Canary List to talk about his upcoming novel for young adults. Hello, Sigmund. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for the chance to talk about a new book.
Tell me a little bit about the first book in the Merlin's Immortals series. What's it about, and what kind of reader do you think this novel will appeal to?
Well, first, I think it will appeal to the readers of other high-concept series like the Harry Potter Twilight series. Now, of course, every author is going to say that and hope that, but this has hints, more than hints, of sorcery. It's a quest series. It's an ancient battle between the Druids and the Merlins, the descendants of Merlins who make up his immortals. So we bring in myth and legend, and I think it'll really appeal to teen readers and anyone who likes fantasy and history mixed together.
Now, Sigmund, you have a lot of experience writing for children and young adults. Why are you so passionate about literacy for young people?
Boy, I'm so happy to answer that question. It started with a phone call, an unexpected phone call, late one evening from a woman who was crying. And she asked if I'd been at a particular school, and I was nervous and hesitant, and I said, yes. I'd been at that school to talk to kids about reading and writing, which until that point I was just doing because it was fun, reading stories to kids and hanging out with them. And then this woman just said, well, I had to call you because it means such a big deal to me. My fourth grade boy has actually started to read. And it never occurred to me until then that authors, and I've spoken to a lot of authors who've had the same experience, so it's not just me, that when authors speak to kids, that we have a chance to hook them on reading and writing, to be that last little that last little motivation. The teachers take them so far and do such a good job, but then a kid hears an author and goes a little farther and gets hooked on reading. And ever since then, when I speak to 300 or 400 kids in the gym at a school and I present my rock and roll literacy, I'm always looking at these kids, looking for that one guy with his arms crossed and saying to myself, okay, you little rascal, by the time we're finished, I'm going to prove to you that reading's fun.
Now, how are the Merlin's Immortals books different from your previous books for these younger readers?
You know, and that's going to seem like a paradox when I show the answer, because after that, I began writing high-interest, lower vocabulary books to really reach the kids who don't read much. And it's, by my last count, it's 20-some books, a lot of sports novels, quick-paced. And I'm making the full circle again. I have enough books to reach those reluctant readers, and now I think Merlin's Immortals are going to appeal to the Harry Potter readers who are used to something a little more sophisticated. So in the end, when I'm in the gym, and I probably speak to 80,000 kids a year, I want to be able to hook both kinds of readers. I want to grab the non-readers with fast-paced sports, and then I want to grab the good readers with some deeper stuff, with mystery and myth and mystique of Merlin's Immortals.
Now, finally today, tell me a little bit about your speaking engagements in schools. What exactly is rock and roll literacy, and how often do you present this to young people? What kind of changes are you seeing in reading habits among kids, and how does this excite you?
Well, I'll answer the last part first. I'm really excited because of ebooks. There's 60% of the kids I talk to have an iPod Touch, and not many parents and teachers and librarians view an iPod Touch as an e-reader. But I know every one of these kids now has an e-reader. They can download Kindle or the iBooks app, and they can read e-books. And I'm really encouraged about the future of reading for kids, because if we can marry technology with reading and get them hooked through the devices that they already love and make it easy for them to get books, I think it's going to help them. And so when I speak in a gym, I'm looking at 400 kids. I'm armed with a great sound system and a playlist of some great rock and roll songs. So I definitely don't sing, but I make the point that good stories, like good music, make us feel something. And I use music to prove my point, and stories in my presentation make my point. And I'm always, I always marvel that the power of story can hold a squirmy audience of kindergarten through sixth grade kids, 400 of them in a gym. But it works. They love music, and they love stories, and that's what rock and roll literacy is.
Sigmund Brower has been my guest today. He's making a difference through music, books, literacy, and his own writing. Sigmund, it's been great to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, and take care.